right, well, 321, talk to Michelle Snow. Just tell me where you were when the injury happened.
You know, I was over in Korea playing for Kumo Red Wings, a team over there, playing in a game against Shinsegae, a team which features Katie Feenstra. Very strong, powerful player. And, of course, you know, anytime you're playing a game like that, it's going to be physical. A lot of bumping and pushing, and you know, it's just an incident where after the game, you know, I kept having a nagging pain, and I was like, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather get x-rays because, you know, it just doesn't feel right. And we went to two different doctors in two different cities. Both of them came up with the same results, a small, not a big deal, but a small fracture. And my team felt that it was best for me to come home so I could get proper treatment, as well as I felt like they kind of wanted to say something as well to my team here. You know, we want your opinion as well because I'm going to be there for a few years. And they don't want to risk me getting injured and, you know, any ill will or anything about that as far as my career. So I really appreciate that. And in a few weeks, we'll get another x-ray, see where we're at, and I'll decide whether I'm returning or not.
Now, is it to your big toe or what on it?
Just kind of to the side of the big toe. So right there on the bone. And like I said, I'm just going to rehab. You know, that's his job, lose weight. So that's his job to get the rehab done. I've already started weightlifting and bicycling, and I'm going to kind of take it at my own pace for a week or so, and then I'm going to get back in there with him. We're going to go as hard as possible. We're going to see. We're going to test it and see where it goes.
How did playing in Korea help you at all?
Come on. You have Tamika Catchings, Lauren Jackson, Yolanda Griffith, Katie Feenstra. You have some of the best host players in the WNBA over there. If you don't get better over there, you're not going to get better. So just give it up. It was great. It forced me, one, to step up, and I had to be consistent every night or my team would not be successful. We had one of the youngest teams in the league, and I think the most we lost the game by five. Our goal this year was to, you know, let's do well. We're rebuilding. We're going to come back next year. You know, we have no star players. So I thought it was a great situation for me because it really forced me to do what I need to do here, which is to come in every night and be consistent. And you got to guard people there. There's no help. You got the American has to guard the American. So it helped me to focus on defense, which is something I wanted to work on. And, you know, just let people know I don't have a problem playing defense, and it's something I want to do, you know, and I have to show that. So my thing was, don't say anything about it. Just go over there and work on it. And when you come back this next season, like Arnie said, we're going to get in and we're going to start working on it as well.
One last thing. What are your thoughts on the comments changing at all? You know, new ownership, new coach. Just give me your thoughts on that.
Honestly, like I said, I feel like it's a great situation for us. Mr. Cox has done a great job. I'm really happy that he, you know, he's an enthusiastic person that has really followed the team. Everyone knows him. They respect him and his enthusiasm for it. I think you need an enthusiastic owner, someone that's going to really be involved and really genuinely care about things. And as far as Coach, come on, Coach Carlene Thompson's been excellent. She's, like I said, worked under Mr. Cooper, Michael Cooper. She's worked under Coach Chancellor. And I think she deserves the opportunity, and she has worked and done what it takes to find that opportunity. And I think it's going to be great for Houston Comets as a whole, for the community, and for the organization as a whole.